Higher Education Revealed in Cooperating with Christ. January 28, 1909, typed. I am instructed to say to teachers, ministers, and physicians who hold responsible positions in the work, you have a solemn work to do, a grand and holy work. For we are now in the time when the case of every soul is being decided for eternity, and only those who walk in meekness and lowliness of heart will understand the will of God. Those who hold positions of trust are to perfect the life after the divine similitude. In the home, in the church, before the world, they are to reveal the power of Christian principle to transform the life. Let them work honestly. Let them seek to reveal the Spirit of Christ in their work. Let them ever be striving to reach higher ground. A great burden comes upon me at times as I realize the perilous times before us and the great responsibilities resting upon teachers and ministers and physicians, lest they shall not be faithful in the discharge of every duty to man and to God. Ye that love the Lord hate evil, the psalmist David declares. He preserveth the soul of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Psalm 97, verse 10 to 12. Teachers, ministers, and physicians are talking of a higher ground to be gained in educational lines. But the words of the psalmist show that every soul should now be seeking for higher ground in serving the Lord. We should not be putting away all evil speaking, all selfish plans, all speech that would hurt the influence or confuse the judgment of others. Our words are to be such that they will not leave impressions upon the mind contrary to that which should be received. My brethren, let your hearts be emptied of all self-seeking. Let evil speaking be put away, and let the conduct be such that you will lead no soul to make false moves. Let there be a sensible understanding of the times in which we live. Let it be realized that the end of all things is near, and that our work of character building is soon to bear the test of the investigative judgment. The Lord calls upon his people to act like converted men and women. They are not to be indolent or indifferent. Diligent work is to be done in the circulation of our literature. Faithful work is to be done in many missionary lines, work that is marked by Christian politeness. Let us talk the truth and pray earnestly for a missionary spirit as we take hold of the work. We need an earnest faith that will press the battle to the gates. The wider the circulation of our periodicals and publications containing the truth, the greater will be the demand for them. The truth is to go forth as a lamp that burneth, that the real meaning of higher education may be clearly understood. Right in our towns and cities are souls living in ignorance of the truths of the Word of God. Many are perishing in sin. Some of these, out of curiosity, come to our houses of worship. Let every discourse preached be a revelation of the great truths applicable to these times. Let short discourses that are right to the point be given, that heavenly agencies may impress saving, eternal truth upon the understanding and the heart. Unveil the mysteries of redemption before the students in our schools, and before the congregations assembled to hear the word. This is the light the philosopher needs. Higher education will be found in beholding the mysteries of godliness, and angels of God will be present to enlighten the mind and make lasting impressions upon the heart. The grand subjects brought to light in the scriptures, if believed and received and carried into the life practice, will result in education of the highest order. Receiving this, we receive the true light that cometh from heaven. Angels of God will cooperate with the efforts put forth and will make the right impression upon minds. The Savior in his teachings ever showed the relation between cause and effect. To his followers today as then, he says, commands, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Matthew 5, verse 16. Marvel not, Christ said to Nicodemus, that I said unto you, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, or whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit.
Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master in Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believed them not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up into heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. John 3, verse 7 to 21. Higher education is found in the Word of God. The Savior employed the objects of nature to illustrate his teachings to the people, that nature might give proof of the harmony that exists between God's Word and his created works. It is essential that the truths of the Word, which have been hidden from the understanding of the people, be brought forth to enlighten minds. The teachers in our schools need to have Christ formed within, that his attributes may be expressed in word and practice. This is the mystery of godliness. Man is now on probation, a probation in which his life is to learn to reveal the principles that underlie true higher education. He who reveals that he possesses the Spirit of truth, to him will be given increased light that he may work out his own salvation. This work will not be done boastingly, but with fear and trembling, yet in the power of the Spirit. The Savior's promise, "Whosoever hath, to him shall be given," applies also to the reception of truth. Matthew 13, verse 12. To him who seeks to understand its teachings will be given increased understanding. Let your light so shine before men, the Savior says, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5, verse 16. The man or the woman who has a theoretical knowledge of the truth, but whose life does not express the principles of truth, is not letting his light shine forth. It is possible for the most sublime truths of the Word of God to be expressed in life and character of the one who receives and practices the Word of God. In speech and in action, he may reveal that he is born again. My brethren, let the light be brought from under the bushel of human conjectures to make known the truths of the gospel of life. Invisible agencies will work through the invisible. The supernatural will cooperate with the natural, the heavenly with the earthly. Unknown things will be revealed through the known. Let the grace of Christ be revealed, teaching that man was made in the likeness of God. Higher education is the mystery of God's everlasting kingdom. He who serves the world sees not the great things of eternal interest prepared for the soul who opens his heart to receive the mystery of godliness. But he who enters this path of knowledge and perseveres in his search after the hidden wisdom, to him heavenly agencies will teach the great lessons which through faith in Christ will make him an overcomer. It is thus that spiritual perfection is reached, and the life becomes holy and Christ-like. But truth will never be forced upon the heart that fights against it and resists its entrance. This is the class of whom the prophet spoke when he said, "Their heart is waxed gross, they seeing see not." Matthew 13, verse 15, 13. This class of worldly professors is all about us, careless, proud, indifferent, opposed in will and character to the truth. They see the evidence of the truth as it is presented by the servants of God, but they will not yield to its transforming influence. They will not learn the lessons that God is seeking to teach them and bring the truths of His Word into their practical life. The truths that Christ taught in His discourses were not impressed upon His hearers by any outward gestures, but by the words and acts of His daily life and the Holy Spirit that He manifested. In the higher life He led, as He daily worked the works of God, He gave to men the outworking evidences of a higher education. So in the lives of His followers, when a hasty spirit is overcome, when the heart is melted to tenderness for others, when the life is devoted to working the works of Christ, the fruit of higher education is seen. How important it is that before every congregation and before the students in our schools should be brought the question, what means the higher education? It is not the study of a certain class of books which worldly educators deem essential to education. It is the study of the Word of God, a study that will lead to obedience to the requirements found in the Word and to a following in the footsteps of Christ. There is no high education higher than that to be found in the lessons that Christ gave. When these lessons are discarded for the teachings of men, it is time that God's people become reconverted, accepting from Christ the simplicity of true godliness. The Lord communicates a knowledge of Himself to men through chosen agencies, through those who have been transformed in character through communion with Himself. What was His commission to the 12 just before His ascension to the Father? We read, "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw Him, they worshipped Him, but some doubted." Matthew 28, verse 16 and 17. Why did they doubt? It was because their hearts had not received fully the higher education. And there are hearts today that are not moved by the power of the Holy Spirit because they are not truly converted. They have not received in its fullness that presence that would transform the life. "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Verses 18 to 20. Those who suppose that they are receiving their education to prepare them for a higher work than the fulfillment of this commission are seeking for something that is of no lasting value. They are gaining a spurious education.